like your bad attitude. Pull up on me, baby, with everything off. Tonight it's all about you. Oh yeah, one on one, baby, all night. Your sex game strong. Girl, I've been too excited, going about it. Oh, I need to step it up, yeah, and turn them lights off.
Yeah.
Bring your body here to me.
Bring it, goddammit.
You know I like learning.
Woo. I gotta let this ride.
I know you like it.
That's that new Chris Breezy.
Girl, I love your perfume. Yeah. Girl, it's all about
I gotta
you.
Let this ride.
This if it's room for
yeah.
Two, baby, can I?
What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Radio Show. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're doing an early show. It's a late and early show. I was supposed to do the show a few days ago, but I've been doing stuff for the movie 1804. I've been working hard on that, but I'm here for the family. There's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about on today's show. We're going to make it do what the hell it do. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. And we're going to take that quick commercial break, family, and don't you move a muscle. We'll be right back with Tariq Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Yo, have you heard of Shiroma Banks? Shiroma Banks is a new black-owned clothing line that fuses contemporary design with Afrocentric sense of style and art. You need to check out their website right now at sharomabanks.com for their fast-selling and affordable designs like the Africana bodycon dresses and the Tribal Galaxy t-shirts. They deliver worldwide all over the place, so go to their website right now, sharomabanks.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-M-A-B-A-N-K-S.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
What's up, family? Are you a rapper? Are you a singer? It's officially too late in the game for you to still be putting out music with janky sound quality. If you're struggling to get your music to sound professional, then go right now. Check out my friends at LegendaryMix.com. These guys have the experience you need, and they are amazing at what they do. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional music mixing and mastering for a great price and a fast turnaround time. If you're still not sure, then take advantage of the quick pay discount. Just drop your email at www.legendarymix.com and receive your discount link as well as a copy of the Key Steps to Music Success ebook absolutely free. Don't hesitate. Text or call legendarymix.com at 347-565-5892 or email music at legendarymix.com. Yo, do you want to take your life to the next level? If so, check out this brand new ebook called The Ultimate Guide to Setting Effective Goals. Now, throughout this detailed ebook, you will receive 16 proven goal-setting templates that will help you achieve your personal, fitness, and financial goals. And you'll learn how to get rid of limiting beliefs that hold you back from success. So you need to go right now to goalsettinghabits.com. Again, family, that's goalsettinghabits.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces. and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in on this lovely, lovely day, ladies and gentlemen. And again, family, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at some stuff on Twitter as we speak. There's so much stuff going on. Hold on one second. I just read on Twitter where Shaquille O'Neal just made a LaVar Ball diss record. He made some kind of diss record for LaVar Ball. And I'm trying to see where I can hear it. I'm looking for it right now. Y'all, give me one second. Y'all, okay, I think this is it right here. I want to play this and see what the hell this shit sounds like. I want to see what this sounds like. Hold on. Hold on one second. Let me turn the Mac and music down one second, because this is fresh off the presses. I want to hear. Now, Shaquille O'Neal, he's been taking little shots at LaVar Ball, and that's kind of the end thing to do, is to take shots at LaVar Ball. But Shaq, and I like Shaq, but Shaq has been soft shoe cooning about this shit for a long time, and that's what it is. This is like soft shoe cooning. What the fuck are you doing? Let's listen to this diss track. This just came out today. I just found out while I'm recording the show, and I'm glad I'm doing it live so it's fresh off the presses. This is Shaq's diss track to LaVar Ball. This is our first time hearing it. I haven't heard it yet. This is it.
Talking loud, I don't understand. Walk around like they the true big baller tan. How you think that? I'm about to spit facts. I walk in Reebok in 92, I came out with the Shaqs. I've been doing this a long time. When you was averaging 2 points, riding a pine. You see my t-shirts, you see my feet work. Big baller brand. That was me first. How many parades did I give them LA streets? How many rings with Kobe? See, you thought we had beef. How many accolades? How many ceremonies? I had whatever I want, like Tony. You beating me? That's a bunch of baloney. You think you mailman? You ain't even Jeff Maloney. When did you play, huh? What year? Oh yeah, you played for Dallas. Eric Dampier. Listen here, they call me Steph Harden. I make the same salary as Steph and James Harden. 200 plus, 248. You do the math, man. Damn, my life is great. You wanna battle D's? You better have endurance. Before you crash, man, get that general insurance. Or get some icy hot, rub it on your back. Before you break that, look around with Shaq. Sit down, man, you be doing the most. You know your ass is barbecue chicken in the post. First you can beat Mike, then you can beat me. Wake that ass up, you having a dream. And when you wake up, apologize. And bow down to my Staples Center statue hanging off the side of the building. Excuse me, arena, I feel like Martin with this flow. Damn, Gina, you been caught up in a rapture. And when you watch your Zoe play, look up in the rafters. You'll see Magic Johnson, you see Jerry West, you see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, damn, he was the best.
Okay, enough.
I know you see this.
Okay. All right, this cornball-ass bullshit. I don't know what the purpose of this shit was. Yeah, that's enough. Somebody in the chat room said that's enough. Shaq, here's your remix, nigga.
Living room, bedrooms,
Sambo, butter biscuits. Yeah. You coon, big coon, you cooning for them white folks. You a giant, butter biscuit, eating coon, hey. You sucking white dick, Shaq, talking shit about somebody's shoes. When you had those ugly ass Shaq shoes, they gave me the blues. Coon, Sambo, butt dancing, butter biscuit, big slave.
You find it, it's just like,
fuck out of here. What is that about, Shaq? What is that bullshit about, Shaq? And look, I've been fucking with Shaq for years, but that's just some coon shit. That's low-key cooning. You know, what you getting out of it? You just getting extra buddy biscuits from White Daddy. That's coon shit, Shaq. I mean, you showing out because the white mommy and white daddy, they're dumping on the brother, and you getting your big black ass up there in the mix trying to dump on the man too. For what? All you doing is for extra butter biscuits. And Shaq, you talking about the man's shoes like your shoes weren't the ugliest shit at the Foot Locker store back in the day. I mean, your shoes were not really the business, Shaq, if we gonna be real. I mean, my man, you cooning, Shaq. Shaq has always been kind of soft shoe, right there, right on the border of cooning, but now you've jumped over the border. You've jumped over the coon wall, Shaq. Can't co-sign this at all, Shaq. You look like a big fucking buffoon right now, my nigga. You look like a goddamn big-ass butter biscuit plantation coon with that bullshit you put out, my nigga. And I know a lot of folks ain't gonna tell you, but I'm telling you. That was coon shit. You're seeping over there in the Barkley level of cooning. When y'all niggas retire, because again, a lot of athletes are just, they treat these niggas like big old plantation bucks. And the minute y'all get those jobs at ESPN or wherever you go, the coon sandals come right on. Y'all put your buck dancing tap shoes on your coon sandals, and y'all start dancing a fucking jig for white mommy and white daddy. That shit was corny. Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Mad corny. Because, see, that's the topic of today's show. I'm talking about white supremacy chic. Because it's the thing to do to be a white supremacist now, to just shit on black people openly. That's kind of the thing to do now. White supremacy was a subtle thing for a long time, but now it's kind of cool to openly throw up the little white supremacist hand signal, to wear your Confederate flags, to talk about being in the alt-right, to openly make these fucked up jokes about black people. It's kind of the cool thing to do. It's like you're a white supremacist hipster. It's like white supremacy chic. And part of white supremacy chic is to get your Negro coon minions to do some buck dancing for you, to hate on other black people for you. And that was sad, and it was unnecessary, and it was mad corny, Shaq. Mad fucking corny. Mad corny, nigga. But see, the thing is, whenever you have a black person like LeVar Ball who's taking his own brand and trying to build that own brand off the talent of his sons, which is what you're supposed to do, which is a smart move, those in the dominant society, they're always going to find ways to hate on that. Anytime black people do anything successfully, independent of those in the dominant society, the dominant society always goes on alert, and they always go on attack, and they always send their Negro minions to help them attack you. And I'm telling you this firsthand. There is a reason why the entire alt-right attacks me on a daily damn basis. There's a reason why. I'm talking about all of them, from the lower level to the top level. There's a reason why not only just the alt-right, but a lot of the whole white supremacist media, I get attacked nonstop. Why? Because I've created content that was successful independent of them. So they always have to kind of find a way to put a Negro in his place. That's the thing to do, putting a Negro in his place when they become a little bit too successful. And white supremacy chic is really being protected online. This is why I'm slowly moving a lot of my stuff off YouTube permanently, because YouTube has been censoring my stuff lately. Because YouTube, just like Facebook, has become a safe haven for white supremacists. Now, we've known that this is the case with Facebook. Facebook, as we know for years, black people, anything you do on Facebook, you get banned, especially if you're trying to challenge white supremacy. If you try to call it out, your page will disappear on Facebook. That's been happening to black folks nonstop. Whereas the white supremacists, they got entire groups on Facebook where they shit on black folks all day. They talk about killing police officers, those patriot groups. There's some pages on there now. There was a white supremacist Bundy dude who got sentenced to 68 years in jail. And all of these white supremacists all on Facebook are talking about killing cops now. But their pages don't get shut down. But black folks, we mention white supremacy, our page comes down on Facebook. And remember, Facebook had pictures of Trayvon Martin dead circulating, and they wouldn't take the pictures down for a long time. And Facebook has come out and said that the white supremacist males, they're a protected group. They've said this, that white males are a protected group, which they really meant white supremacist male. Because the ones they're protecting are the ones who spew racist bullshit. Somebody in the chat room said they got suspended on Facebook for 14 days for calling out white supremacy. Almost everybody in the chat room know what I'm talking about. We got a bunch of people in the chat room right now, and they know if you call out white supremacy on Facebook, you will get a suspension on there. But there's groups on Facebook that's connected to all types of murders. There's one guy who killed a brother up there in New York. He was on some Facebook page where they sit up and talk shit about black people all day. The page is still up, by the way. So the white supremacists, they become a protected class even more so, openly. The white supremacists, they've always been protected by the system. So now open white supremacy is protected, especially online. And now the same thing is happening with YouTube, as we see. The white supremacists, and I've posted all the proof on Twitter, how these white supremacist groups over on sites like Stormfront and 4chan, they sat up and planned on taking my videos down for months. They planned on taking my video down for months. And I've got screenshots that I've shown YouTube where they planned on doing mass community strikes on my videos, and they've done it, and YouTube allowed it to happen. YouTube has allowed this to happen. Yeah, somebody said they're banning people on Twitter for saying coon. But now on YouTube, if you criticize the alt-right, you will get banned. If you criticize white supremacist groups on YouTube, they'll put community strikes on your page. This is what they've done to my page for criticizing and calling out white supremacist groups. They allow mass flaggings. And if that's hate speech and you're allowed to be mass flagged for bullying, well, there should be mass flaggings for all the people who bully me on YouTube, right? There's hundreds of videos of people bullying me on YouTube. If you type my name into YouTube, there's hundreds of videos of white supremacists bullying me, not only bullying me, but threatening me. They posted directions to my house and pictures of my house on YouTube, and I talked about this on Twitter the other day, where I emailed YouTube about these white supremacist groups posting directions to my crib, and YouTube won't even take the shit down. But my shit gets taken down if I mention these white supremacists. My man, Professor Black Truth, his page got hit. They took his page down for a second. Cynthia G. Now, y'all know me and Cynthia G. We've had our differences, but I think they took her page down. So if they're taking people's pages down for bullying and calling out white supremacy under the guise of hate speech, I think they say that calling white supremacy out is actually hate speech. Well, everybody here should do mass flaggings on all of these people who bully and engage in hate speech on YouTube, especially when it comes to hating and bullying me. There should be a mass flagging of all of these people who violate the YouTube terms of service. Am I correct or not? If violating terms of service is bullying and hate speech, well, just type in my name and see all those people bullying and hating me. Then they should be hit with mass community strikes right now. That should be happening right now while we're on the show, while you're listening to this right now. No, just you can just type in my name. Just go to YouTube and type in my name and see all the hundreds of videos of people bullying and harassing, making derogatory comments, the whole shebang. But the thing is, the good thing is, what I'm doing now, me and my web guy Randall, we're putting together a website where I could stream independent of YouTube, independent of Ustream. It's going to be my own streaming site where I can just stream my live shows completely uncensored by YouTube, Facebook, or Ustream. That's what it's going to have to go back to, and that's exactly what I'm doing. See, I'm going to have to go back to the Mac Lesson style. Because, see, when I started doing stuff independent of all of the social media sites and I just had my own site, y'all don't want me to do that. I mean, that's when I came up with the classic material. Mac Lessons Radio, people still talk about the classic material on Mac Lessons Radio. And the reason why that material was so classic is because it was completely uncensored. Nobody could strike the shit down because it was on an independent site. So we're going back to that. So when I get this independent site up, my own page where I can stream on my own, well, I'm going to be uncensored and the gloves are going to go completely off. And if that's what they want, well, so be it. I'm going hard in the fucking paint then. Even on YouTube, a little bit, I have to watch what music I play. I got to kind of, you know, codify the words because I know that certain words will get hit. But shit, since I'm on my own shit now, I might as well go for the gusto. You dig? So we're going to go back to that style. And that's going to pop up pretty soon. Hopefully in the next week or so. Because I'm not about to walk on eggshells with YouTube. And again, YouTube, they've pretty much aligned themselves with the alt-right. They're protecting these alt-right groups, and I've been calling the bullshit out for a long time, and they're allowing these racist groups to strike people's pages down, but they allow these white supremacist groups to sit up on YouTube and make every single type of derogatory video about black people imaginable. You got these white supremacist groups talking about black people got lower IQs. I mean, dangerous, dangerous rhetoric on YouTube, and they let it happen. Y'all know my video, The Alt-Right Bandstand, which was a 1-minute comedy video of me poking fun at the alt-right, at these racist groups. They took that down. There was a community flagging of the alt-right bandstand, and they took that down. And what's ironic about that is the people that I was making fun of on there, you know, Richard Spencer and Phil DeFranco, who's a very popular YouTuber. Phil DeFranco has 5 million subscribers on YouTube. But they took my video down of me making fun of him dancing. But one of his videos is still up. And this is Phil DeFranco's video that's still on YouTube. This is Phil DeFranco. Philip DeFranco, he has 5 million subscribers on YouTube. This video has been up for years and it's still up.
Awesome. But really, I think the only guy that liked Meet the Spartans was the obnoxiously loud black guy right behind me. And hey, that's not a racist joke, you know? You're going to go to the movie theater like 3 years from now and be like, God damn it, Phil was right. Those black people are really loud. And that's not racist, okay? A lot of people say, Phil, you're racist to black people. I'm not. I'm like a black guy. I also like chicken, playing basketball, banging white chicks, and collecting welfare. Racism.
Okay, so that's up. That's still up. So they can make videos with fucked up racial stereotypes about black people. They can make fucked up videos about black people. But the thing is, if I make a video talking about him, they take my shit down. And the phone number is 818- 850-540-4. That's the phone number, 818-850-5404. But again, I got my own independent site coming. The site is going to be here hopefully in about a week. I'm waiting on my brother, my web guy, to get it popping. Somebody asked me, did they give an explanation why my video is considered hate speech? No. They don't give, it's, I'm white and I say so. They didn't give an explanation. I actually posted on Twitter an email I got. I asked them, this is the thing. Because I appealed one of the strikes on I think the alt-right video. I'm like, why is the alt-right bandstand taken down? It's a comedy video. It's not even saying anything. It's a comedy video. And they were like, well, a representative wrote back named Nick from YouTube, saying that, well, certain videos are taken down, not automatically, but there's a representative who screened the takedowns and they decide whether to take it down or not. So then I replied back. I'm like, okay, if that's the case, why are there so many videos of hate speech against me and threats against me and people posting up pictures of my home and address, my directions to my home, and I sent the link. How come that's allowed to be up then? Then I got an automated message. They totally ignored that. So they deflected into something else. So YouTube is basically team white supremacy. There are people at YouTube who are allies of the alt-right and the white supremacist groups. And I've been calling that out. And that's why they've been allowing my videos to be struck down. I called the bullshit out when they had that VidCon thing, when they had all these YouTube personalities at this convention called VidCon. And I kept pointing out the fact that these fuckers were walking around with Nazi flags, doing white supremacist hand signals, doing all that little alt-right bullshit. And I was calling it out. So they've allowed these people to strike my shit because that's how they make money off these white supremacists. When these white supremacists get on YouTube and make all these anti-black videos, I mean, they get a lot of hits. So YouTube likes the white supremacist revenue. But you have to learn how to expect that. I'm not shocked. But the fact that they're getting so blatant, that's very telling. But I'm not shocked at all. But that just means that we got to get our own shit popping. We have to understand war. Now, I'm not going to stand at the opponent's door. I know we're in a system of complete white supremacy. We're in a prison system, but we have to understand they want to maintain that prison. So there's only so many tools they're going to allow you. This is why we need to get our own shit, and we're getting our own shit. I ain't one of those just talk about it forever. We're going to get it popping. And again, the live streaming site is coming in a few days. So when we get that popping, everybody be sure to subscribe to that page so that you can get email alerts when I go on live so we can talk about that real shit. Now, the video I'm doing now, I'm not going to post this on YouTube. I'm not posting this. You got to go to Tariq Radio to hear this. And I want y'all to spread it. But this one, you can only hear it on Tariq Radio. I'm not putting this one on YouTube. Again, I'm going to wane a lot of my stuff from YouTube because, again, YouTube is team white supremacy right now. And, again, too many black people are getting banned. They're striking the shit out of black people. And, again, if we're violating terms of service, that means everybody else is violating the same terms of service, and they should be mass flagged too. We should treat everybody equally. Understand that. See, the thing is, everybody, they want to kind of mark their territory and be team white supremacy, even if it bites them in the ass. A lot of people want to be team white supremacy, even if it bites them in the ass. The other day, Trump, he announced that he's not going to allow transsexuals to serve in any capacity of the military, and all the LGBT community had a fit. They were like, oh my God, this is horrible. How could he? How could Trump betray us so much? This is just preposterous. And I say to all of you, hold your nuts, or in some cases, your former nuts. What did you expect? There's no tears for you. The LGBT community, it was too many people in the LGBT community who actually were team white supremacy who were supporting Trump. And now they want to cry foul. No, thank you. Don't come over here looking at us. See, that's the thing. When these groups sit up here and support white supremacy, and the white people who support white supremacy, they will do that to their own detriment. They will fuck off any other of their values just as long as they can help maintain the system of white supremacy. They'll shoot themselves in the foot. They will martyr themselves in order to maintain white supremacy. Do you know how many people in the Hispanic community, Latinos and Latinas, whatever, who voted for Trump and supported Trump? All of them down in Florida, a whole bunch of them in Florida were supporting Trump. And then all these stories came out. Yeah, Latino man who voted for Trump got deported. All the people who were voting for him and supporting him ended up getting deported. I'm like, you stupid motherfucker, you. Then they're looking over here at us. Discrimination. Discrimination. We need allies. We in this together. We in this together. No, 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 no. You in it on your own. We ain't in this together. Black folks tried to tell you. See, the thing is, all these people keep shooting themselves in the foot, including the gay community. And then when you shoot yourself in the foot, y'all looking over here at black folks. Hey, brother, come. Hey, brother. This discrimination is just. I understand what you feel now, brother. I know what you people are going through now. I feel it. You can feel your ass over there. Don't come over here with your bullshit. We told y'all Trump was on the fuckery. We told you, don't come over here no more messing with us. We told you. Y'all were voting team white supremacy. You're going to have to hold your nuts. Hold your own. Don't come over here. We're not going to hold them for you. That's over. The one or two coons that you might find, nah. Go roll with them, but black society ain't fucking with y'all like that. See, the thing is, all these people from these other groups, y'all didn't check your own coons. See, the thing is, in the gay community, y'all had motherfuckers like Milo, who was supporting Trump and shitting on black people, the gay white supremacist suspect Milo, who they got him on the, I think he's on one of the white supremacist lists of the ADL. You notice nobody in the gay community called out Milo's ass for his fuckery and his racist bullshit. The white community, especially the gay community, the gay white community, they didn't call him out. They just kind of let him run amok. They didn't call out Caitlyn Jenner, who was a big Trump supporter. Now Caitlyn is coming out. Hey, I don't know, Trump, you broke your promise. Mother nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up. No, y'all didn't call out Caitlyn Jenner for supporting Trump. You didn't call out the coons within your society in the Latino community. Y'all didn't call out the Latinos for Trump. You didn't call out those Latinos in your community who helped support Trump, then it turned around and bit you in the ass. You did not call out the people in your community. See, black people, we called our coons out. We called out the coons. There were no reputable people in black society supporting Trump. Like, Caitlyn Jenner is a representative of the trans community. They made Caitlyn Jenner a representative for the trans community, and they didn't call Caitlyn Jenner out for the fuckery for supporting Trump. Even Milo is a representative for the gay community. They didn't call him out. Yet Latinos like Ted Cruz and all these people right there in line with Trump, who's supposed to be Hispanic and all this bullshit. So y'all had big name people within your societies and communities co-signing Trump, and then it bit your group in the ass later on down the line. We've always called out our coons, like Omarosa, all these people around Trump. We're like, what the fuck are you doing, Omarosa? What are you doing? You can't come to the barbecue no more. Black folks ain't fucking with none of these black Trump supporters. Ben Carson, we don't fuck with them. We don't, Sheriff the Coon Clark, we don't fuck with him. We've been calling our coons out. You're a pariah in black society if you were co-signing any of the fuckery Trump had going on. And now all these groups are acting shocked that Trump shit on them. And then, we in this together, black man, we in this together. No, 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 no. Nope. Hold those own nuts. Hold them. And speaking of Trump, today Trump did a speech in front of a group of police. I think he was in Long Island. And this right here is some American Nazi shit right here. Trump was basically advocating and promoting police violence. He made a little humorous quip at this speech he gave to a bunch of police officers. And he's doing this speech, and right behind him, there's a bunch of white police officers standing behind him. And he's basically calling for police brutality against suspects. Listen to this. This was today.
And when you see these towns, and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put some...
You hear that? He's saying, when you throw these thugs, and you know what thug is a code word for. We know what that is. When they start using those code words, thug, well, no, that's the new nigga. But when you see those thugs, those niggas, being thrown in a paddy wagon, stop being nice. Like they've been nice already. You get it? They're blowing our brains out. They're shooting our children. And they're talking about, he's talking about don't be nice.
Don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over. Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody. Don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
Listen to them. This is a Nazi rally right here. This is a Nazi rally. That's a Nazi rally right there. And that's race soldier shit right there. He's saying if you put somebody in a car, a suspect, and when you have your hand on the back of their head to protect their head, move your hand. Basically, bash their heads in. Bash these thugs' heads in. And they're clapping and applauding against... They're applauding for that unconstitutional bullshit. They're cheering for joy. They're like, thank you for giving us a green light to hurt the niggers more. That's all that is. See, black folks got to be very honest about what's happening here. Yeah, the stop and frisk, that stuff is coming soon. And this is why so many black people are getting targeted. There was a case down in Houston where this police constable, it's almost like a police officer, same thing, but he has limited powers. But this race soldier was harassing these black youths who were just mowing lawns. They were cutting grass and putting their business cards on people's door. And the race soldier pulled up harassing them. And then he eventually went to their houses, went to one of the guys' houses and sicked a dog on him and all this old bullshit. I should have played a copy of that. Let me see if I could find that while I'm talking. Let me get a phone call while I'm talking so I can touch on that. What's up? Who's calling? Wait. Hold on. Come on, janky phone lines. Wait. Hello? Yo. I wonder if that's my shit sounding janky or his. Let me get another call coming in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. I don't know what the hell is wrong with my phone lines lately. It's been, did the damn government fuck my phone lines up? I'm starting to sound like Alex Jones. It's the Illuminati, the Bilderberg, blah, 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 the Trilateral Commission. Blah, blah, blah. Man, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let me try another phone call and see if this works. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Bree from Cincinnati.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm so glad that you touched up on that about the Omarosa. So I heard that Jeff Sessions is trying to pass a bill saying basically if you got a certain amount of cash on you, they could take all of that from you.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I heard about that. I heard, yeah, just take your goddamn money. Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, they can take your money, your belongings, and the thing is that they won't even charge you, but they already took all your stuff anyway, so it's like the cops are now becoming the robbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that, too. So this is the straight-up Nazi police state at this point. So black folks got to be very honest and serious about what's happening. But thanks for the call, brother. All right, let me play this clip of what happened down in Houston. There was a race soldier, quote-unquote constable, that's like a police with limited powers. There were these black men. They were making money cutting lawns, and they got gaffled up by the police. Now, my only complaint, people, when you are approached by these race soldiers, please don't talk too much, because what they're trying to do now, they're trying to use a lot of the stuff the dude said against him, and that's what they do. You got to watch what you say. But this is it right here. Hold on.
Officer asked you to come to him and talk to him?
But that's because I'm cutting the yard. I'm kind of busy. Yeah, I'm trying to make my money.
Yeah, but when I saw you, you were going from door to door.
I'm putting my business cards out.
Yeah. Look. Well, see, that's what I'm trying to find out.
That's all you have to ask. You know, you see me cutting grass, man.
Let me see your ID.
I don't have it on me.
How old are you?
19, sir.
What's your name?
Marvin.
Marvin what?
Gibson.
Date of birth?
10/12.
And now the police is trying to say that the guy gave the wrong information to the police. This is why you just say, hey, I would have to talk to a lawyer. For my own safety, I would rather talk to a lawyer. Am I being charged for a crime? For my own safety, I would rather talk to a lawyer. That's why you got to keep it simple, because every little thing you say, you're engaging these race soldiers. You're going to have to, they're going to use everything against you. When they just randomly walk up to you with the bullshit like this guy is doing, they're looking for you to say something to justify harming you. Understand that. Let's stop fucking around with that. They're looking for a reason to justify harming you. Now, the police, his superior, they didn't came out protecting this race soldier, by the way.
All right, sir.
10/12/99?
Yes. Now, what is all this for?
What is all what for?
Take my name down and stuff.
I'm investigating what you're doing.
What do you mean investigating?
Whenever an officer asks you for your ID, you're supposed to provide your ID. If you don't have your ID,
I'm working.
What you're doing.
Okay, can I have your card then? Can I have a card? Or you write your name down for me, please?
North 77, how you check mark.
Can I have a card, please, sir? Write your name down for me.
Tell you what. Just turn around and put your hands behind
for what? Hey, nope. Hey, this man, look. Hey. Look, this man trying to arrest me. It's on camera. Hey, no. Hey. Look, I asked him for a card, but I got it all on recording. We going to court, sir. Thank you. Yeah. No. Hey.
You want to come over here?
I asked him for a card for his name. He trying to arrest. Hey, I ain't did nothing. You cannot put me in handcuffs, sir. Put them back in your pocket. I'm asking you. Hey.
What's the problem?
Hey,
look. I don't understand. The reason that you're not talking on that mic because you don't got nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
Look, family, I know that the shit is unfair. When you argue with these fuckers, they try to use that to justify killing you. They, right there, they could have pulled that. Well, he was resisting. He was committing a crime, and I could shoot him. That's what they want you to do. Don't let them goat you into doing some shit like that. I feel these brothers. You're supposed to say, and I know a lot of folks don't know what to say because you don't know this is a system of white supremacy, and a lot of folks don't know how to deal with it. And it's what you do, less is more. Sir, officer, for my own safety, I would rather correspond through a lawyer. I would rather have my lawyer correspond with you. For my own safety, I don't want to talk. I don't know why I'm being accosted. I don't know what this is about, but I would rather have a lawyer speak with you. I want to retain my right for a lawyer because I feel like I'm being detained. Just always go back to lawyer. Just talk to my lawyer. You dig? Somebody said, please don't play it. It's sad. I said, no, at least they didn't kill the brother. At least they didn't kill this brother. But again, the race soldiers, I mean, they're protecting this cop, quote unquote. They're protecting this dude. Now, later on, they went to the dude's house and they broke in his house. The cops broke in and sicked the dog on the dude, and the dog bit the dude up. So he's going to get papered up. But the thing is, he's lucky that these race soldiers didn't kill him right there. They could have put in a resisting arrest thing on his ass. You dig? The good thing is the brother kept putting the dude on camera. That's the thing. But always just go to the lawyer thing. Don't try to explain. Don't try to argue with these folks. Understand, when they walk up on you with this type of shit, what are you doing? I'm just trying to investigate what you're doing. Understand, family. Listen to me. That is a race soldier. If you're a young cat, understand that is a race soldier looking for a reason to harm you. So arguing and all that, he has the advantage, unfortunately. You've been caught, like Neely Fuller said, you've been caught behind enemy lines. So they're looking for a reason to justify harming you. So at that point, well, I got to speak to my lawyer. I for my own safety, I have to speak to my lawyer. I don't know what this is about. I suspect it could be racial. That's why I want to speak with my lawyer. Put race in it because that's what it is. I always say that. Now, let them know that you think it's racial. I suspect that this is racial, sir. This is why I would have to speak with my lawyer for my own safety. I have a right to an attorney. If you're accusing me of something, if you're suspecting me of something, I suspect that this is racial. So for my own safety, I would rather you correspond with a lawyer. You dig? Unfortunately, that's how we gotta rock with this thing. There was another kid killed, I think, in Memphis. He was 16 years old. They said he had a BB gun and they shot this kid. I mean, look, they're targeting the youth right now, man. That's an unfortunate thing. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Hey! Okay, this nigga's taking a damn bubble bath while he's trying to talk on the phone. All right. But like I said, these white supremacists, they're circling their wagons. This is white supremacy chic. It is chic. It is the end thing to be an open white supremacist, because these white supremacists know that they're not going to be punished by the higher ups. I just played the clip of the president of the United States telling police officers to brutalize citizens. So this is why they were applauding. Now they get free rein to do whatever they want to do. They're getting the cosign from the very top. This is an American Nazi system. We got to understand that. And any type of black success is going to be met with resistance. You know, the movie Girls Trip, that movie, big grossing movie, number one movie last week. That movie grossed like over $30 million the first weekend. It was a sleeper hit with a cast of four black women. There was no white savior in the movie. No dumb shit. It was just four sisters having a good time. No civil rights struggle. Not even a historic flick. Just a bunch of sisters having fun. And the movie grossed over $30 million the first weekend. And our sister, Tiffany Haddish, was the one who stole the show in that movie. Very funny sister. She was the breakout star in that film. Now, the thing is, when you have black success like that, because they expected the movie to make a little money, but not like that, not a breakout success. See, when you become a breakout success, then those in the dominant society, they go on alert. Understand that. Because the thing is, Hollywood, they like to make their little Negro movies. They make these little movies for a couple of million dollars. And they make a nice little turnover. They make a profit. They don't expect much, but it makes a profit because they don't put too much money in it. There's no CGI, no special effects. So they make their little Negro movies. You know, make their little niche audience money. They put the money in limited theaters. You know, they don't have to spend as much as for the advertising and the budget and all that. And it makes a nice little profit. Now, with this, huge success. Caught everybody by surprise. So now, whenever a black project makes a lot of money or brings in a lot of money, just like with our brother who did Birth of a Nation, when he got that high bidding at the film festival and he got almost $20 million for his movie, Nate Parker, all of a sudden, Nate Parker, well, he might be a rapist because, well, he went to court for rape and he got acquitted, but we're going to still call him a rapist. Because, you know, we're white and we say so. Even though he was acquitted, we're white and we say so. And we're going to let that taint the further success of the movie. The movie is a little bit too successful, so we're going to bring him the movie. We're going to bring that nigga down a notch. by using the I'm White, Not Say So. Just like with OJ. You know, OJ is being released now. He's going to be released in a couple of months. And TMZ wrote a story. They were like, OJ, they were talking about Ron Goldman's sister. She got into some kind of domestic dispute. And they were like, such and such Goldman, Kim Goldman, whose brother was murdered by OJ Simpson. Now, TMZ said this. Now, OJ was acquitted of murder. OJ didn't murder anybody. It was proven that OJ did not murder anybody. But they were using the I'm white and I say so narrative. See, that's what you got to understand about white supremacy. You can go through all the bullshit and the mumbo jumbo, but at the end of the day, it's I'm white and I say so, and nobody's going to stop us. We can say whatever we want to say, and who's going to stop us? Who has the muscle to stop us? We're white supremacists. That's their logic. But the movie Girls Trip is a sleeper hit. Tiffany Haddish, now this woman, her comedic skills carried that movie. So now she's going to be getting a lot of offers, but they were like, hold on. Hold on, Tiffany Haddish. Do you know some articles came out about her over a joke she made about Bill Cosby? They were like, Girls Trip star Tiffany Haddish make jokes about Cosby rape. And they started badgering this sister over a joke she made about Bill Cosby. The joke was, I would love to work with Cosby. I'll take a pill. I'll drink whatever he got as long as I can work with him. It was clearly a joke. She's a comedian. Clearly a damn joke. But they created fake outrage around that joke she did so that they can hang that over her head. Whenever black people are about to make money or becoming successful or part of a project that's successful, the white supremacists, they need something to hang over their heads. So they create controversy out of bullshit. Even I think Gloria already put out a statement or made some comments about this woman making jokes. She's making light of women being raped, all of that bullshit. Whereas white comedians get to say what the fuck ever they want to say and never get checked for it. You don't check white comedians for their jokes. White comedians make fucked up jokes, especially racial jokes, all the time. They don't get checked for that. Even the dude from Seinfeld. What's his name? The dude who played Kramer. Michael Richards, that's his real name, right? The shit he got in trouble for wasn't jokes. Because when he got on stage and did that nigger rant, the reason why he got in trouble is because the shit wasn't a joke. He stopped telling jokes and just started calling black folks nigger. If he had a punchline after all that nigger shit, he would have been fine. Michael Richards did not get in trouble for telling a black joke. He stopped telling jokes and just started calling audience members niggers because people were sitting there waiting on the punchline. He was like, you know, you're a nigger? You'll be hanging in a tree talking to a white man like that. You a nigger? You a nigger? And people were sitting there like, man, this punchline better be off the fucking chain. And he just went on, you a nigger? And people like, okay, it's time to get the fuck out of here. But there wasn't no punchline. Like Sarah Silverman, and she follows me on Twitter, by the way. Sarah puts on blackface, says all types of fucked up black jokes or whatever. You don't reprimand her. Nobody reprimands these people. This woman did a joke about Cosby, which clearly a fucking joke, and now they made her bow down and submit. And she basically had to apologize. It's basically, if you want to work, you better say you sorry. Just like they did the same thing with Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan did some jokes about some gay jokes, about his son being gay. On a comedy stage, he did jokes, and then he got reprimanded for his jokes on a stage. They made him bow down and apologize. That's all it is. It's a ritualistic bowing down. It's all about making black entertainers bow down. If they're about to be successful, we need something to hang over your head. We need to make you bow down to us to let you know who's in charge and not to get out of place. Because if we make you successful, and understand, we make you successful. This is them letting them know, look, nigga, I can make you. And as you see, we can easily break you if you get out of line. So you see this little fake outrage we got? That's just to make you apologize. And just to let you know, if you get a little bit too big, don't say nothing out of line, because this is what we can do to you. We can giveth and we can taketh away. That's the message that they like to send to black entertainers. And that's the message that they're sending to our sister Tiffany, because they know she's about to get a lot of movie offers now. They're like, well, if you might become a household name, and we don't want you, you know, kind of challenging white supremacy if you get up there and get big. We don't want you to be another Colin Kaepernick or Tariq Nasheed. You know, you get out there, we put you on TV, then all of a sudden you stop entertaining and you start talking about something serious. We got something we're going to hang over your head. We want to let you know we can bring you down a notch. So that's all that shit is about. They always have to diminish black success. Even with our brother Floyd Mayweather with the fight. You know, when I see Floyd Mayweather, they doing these press conferences and people are booing Floyd Mayweather. He's the winner. And they're booing him and cheering on a loser. McGregor has gotten his ass whooped, and they're cheering a loser and booing a winner, strictly based on race. And the UFC, and somebody sent me a link earlier, you know, the UFC, that whole crowd, that was created for basically white guys to win. And Floyd Mayweather even said this. He shitted on UFC a while back. Let me find that link of him saying that. He was shitting on the UFC for a long time. Hold on one sec. Let me find that. He called the UFC out. One sec. Let me find that. I'm freestyling while I'm talking. Hold on. Where is that where he said that? Where's that link? I'm looking for that link. Hold on. Hold on. Y'all give me a second. I'm trying to find that. Man, hold on one second. Because he was going off on them. Hold on. That's not, where is it? Damn. I wish I could find that link. Why do I hate the black fighter? Let me see if this is it. Because I'm typing it in. I'm trying to find it. And there's a bunch of bullshit ass links. Hold on. I hate those bait click videos. Okay, this is a bait click. I fucking hate bait click videos. I hate bait clicking videos, and I can't find it. Okay, I can't find it. Is this just too many bait clicks? They got the title up there, and this nigga's talking about other shit. But I wanted to play the clip of Floyd Mayweather calling out the UFC, saying basically this is a sport for white dudes. It's designed to help white dudes win. So that I'm kind of paraphrasing that. But he was basically saying it's kind of a sport for white dudes to win. Now understand this. There's one UFC fighter, and his name John Jones. Am I pronounced? Because I don't really watch it, but I know a little something about it. But somebody sent me the link earlier. There's a black fighter named John Jones who's one of the most thorough UFC fighters, and they downplay this brother. And as a matter of fact, I think they suspended him over some shit outside the ring. I think he got into a hit-and-run accident, and they suspended him because of that, some shit outside the ring. But I think his name is John Jones, a black dude, beating the brakes off these folks. And they downplay this brother. And they got McGregor is the great white hype. You dig? But even in UFC, the best fighters are black. In any of them sports they create. Somebody said that's the link. Hold on one second. Hold on. Let me allow link. Somebody sent the link to me. Hold on one second. Let me put the link back up in the room. Shit black. Put the link back up in the room, because I want to play it for the family here. I want to see it again. Put the link back up, brother. Okay, it's not letting the link. For some reason, it's the link ain't being allowed to show. I don't know why it's doing that. Why is this shit censored? Okay. For some reason, they've censored the link. I don't know, in Ustream. I'm on Ustream right now, and the link is censored, so I can't see the link. So, but in so many words, it was basically Floyd Mayweather calling out the UFC for being a sport that was designed to help white fighters win, and black folks still dominate the shit, and they still don't get their props. They still do not get their props. Because, again, they've always looked for a great white hype, even if it's a manufactured victory. The white supremacists got to have heroes within their society. Having a system of injustice, you know, that's a cheat win. But they so desperately want to have somewhat of a halfway legitimate win. I saw something on some headlines the other day, speaking of white heroes. What's that swimmer? Michael Phelps, I think that's his name. They had some shit where Michael Phelps is racing a great white shark. Did y'all hear about that? The headline was, Michael Phelps, he's so thorough, he's such a good swimmer, he raced a great white shark. It's the great white man against the great white shark, white man against nature, that type of shit. They've always had that thing about the white supremacist male conquering nature. That's why you only see white animal trainers. You ever notice that? You ever notice you only see the Jack Hanna and the Crocodile Hunter and Jane Goodall? You only see white animal trainers. They never like to show black people who are training and controlling animals, because black people are considered animals within white society, and the white supremacists are supposed to control them alongside with the animals. We're supposed to be equal to animals under white supremacy. There's a deep psychological thing that goes on with that. And I picked up on that when I went to Africa. I went to Africa and I talked to so many black folks who were so thorough about the animals there. And it never dawned on me. I'm like, why do I never see black folks who deal with animals on television? And these brothers and sisters over here just living in harmony with the damn animals. They know the animals more than anybody, but you never see any African expert on animals. And these people live with these animals every day. And I was over there, they were telling me about the animals and the lions and the cheetahs, and they were just in harmony with these animals. They knew everything they needed to know about animals, and you never see that on TV. Never. Somebody said, yeah, you only see white animal trainers getting eaten, too. That's real talk. That's real shit. That's real talk. You only see when a motherfucker got stomped out. Why? How come you don't never see no Africans getting stomped out by no damn elephant? You don't never see no Africans getting eaten up by a damn lion. As a matter of fact, you go to videos, there's Africans in South Africa who have lions as pets. They be kicking it with the damn lions. You go look at this videos now of the sand tribe. They be over there walking around with lions. No muzzle. They be chilling. Come here. They be chilling with the animals like it's a pit bull. Now we know. We know how to have harmony. When I was over there, they were in harmony with those animals. In total harmony. They told you to be cautious. Don't go here at night. Don't go there. Don't do this. Close your windows at night. And there's monkeys and baboons jumping at you. Get away. Get away. Total control of the African animals. That goes back to Makita, those and Candace and all those African women, those African warriors who had war elephants. Africans, we were training them damn elephants to whoop the Europeans' ass. So they don't want to give you the impression that we can control animals. Because see, when Africans start controlling animals, we would weaponize them damn animals. So when Alexander the Great and all those people tried to come down deep into Africa, no, they sicked them war elephants on his ass and he went back on up there to Greece. They knew where to go and where not to go and who to fuck with, and we would weaponize them damn animals. You Africans were like, you bring your ass in this village, I'm going to sick this hyena on your ass. You dig? It's like Hannibal, all that shit. They don't want that. Hannibal went up there in Rome. The African Hannibal went up in there, brought them war elephants, and lit their asses up. They're like, no, let's not give these niggas any rein around no animals. Let's not promote that at all. Yeah, because being around animals, see, that's almost a godlike thing. It gives you a godlike aura to be able to control large or savage, so-called savage animals. And black folks are not supposed to be portrayed as that. You dig? But the thing is, we have to understand that we are in a time of white supremacy chic. It is chic. It is the end thing to be a white supremacist and to co-sign white supremacist bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, you know, Amber Rose was trending yesterday. Did y'all see that on Twitter? Amber Rose was trending because of an interview she did with the Drink Champs. Let me see if I can play that, Rose, where she made some slick comments about the women in Philly. And really, she was talking about black women. Hold on, where's that? Where's that link? Where she was kind of saying that the women in Philly, the sisters in Philly, are ugly over there in South Philly where she grew up. She was talking about how she was blessed to be a beautiful woman in South Philly because South Philly women aren't known for being beautiful or some shit like that. Let me play the... How come I can't find shit? God damn, it's so many damn bait videos. When I try to find something, I gotta go through a million damn bait videos, man, on YouTube. Oh, man, where is it? Where is it? Okay. Let me see. Okay, let me... She talks about Kanye on this. I'm looking for the one where she's talking about black women in Philly. Oh, man, where's the damn thing? This is another reason why I hate YouTube. It's just so many fucking bait videos. It's a million and one bait videos, and I can't find what I'm looking for right at the tip of my fingertips. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it this way. 1 second. Let me see if I can find it, because I want to play this clip of her saying the shit in her own words. Drink chat. Okay, I don't want to play the whole thing. What the fuck, man? Let me try this. Let me see if this somebody talking. This is somebody talking. I hate this shit. God, I hate it when they put the video up and it's some mushmouth motherfucker explaining what's going on instead of the people in their own words. Okay. So basically, what she said, because I'm trying to find the video so I can play it, but there's just too many bait click videos, and I'll be here all day trying to find the actual video. She was talking about how she grew up in Philly, being beautiful, how it was a gift and a curse, being beautiful, because the women in that part of Philly aren't really that beautiful. And she's talking about, it's a black area, by the way. How it's a gift and a curse. Let me see if this is it. Hold on 1 second. She's talking about Kanye. She's talking about how Kanye bullied her or some shit. Hold on. Hold on.
When I started dating homeboy, mm-hmm. You know, I genuinely cared for him. It wasn't anything malicious. I wasn't using him or anything like that.
I 100% believe you.
And I guess it just comes with it. Whatever. Right. It's weird. People are always in our face.
Right. Okay, I'm trying to.
No, we were together for a while when I did the orange. We were together.
Okay, I can't. Okay, somebody got in the room. Hold on. Metro, is that it? Hold on. Hold on, let me look at it in the room. Hold on. Okay, there we go. It's on Revolt TV. There we go. Okay, let me do this. There we go. Thank you, chat room. Hold on 1 second. Play it now. Hold on 1 second. I'm about to play it right now. There we go.
There we go. Now, this is it right here. Thank you, chat room. Okay, let me stop the Mackin music. And this is her right here. This is her talking about how she was so beautiful and it was a gift and a curse.
Area and be blessed with beauty. It was very difficult for me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, used to be like, you ain't from South Philly. You're from California or something.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. I'm Ashley Williams with...
Why did y'all send me the link of... Okay. Y'all send me a link of this chick explaining.
Twitch trending right now. Amber Rose recently put her foot all up in her mouth when she said people from Philly aren't traditionally attractive. So now, of course, she's apologizing. While discussing growing up in a, quote, poor neighborhood with the folks over at Drink Champs, Rose said this.
I grew up in a very poor neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And
means black.
I don't know how I could say this without sounding, like, fucked up, but a lot of the people where I'm from aren't traditionally attractive people.
Translation, I was around a bunch of ugly-ass black chicks. That's what she's saying. That's translation, okay? That's what that translates to, okay? Translation, I grew up around a bunch of ugly-ass black girls. That's what she's saying right there, okay? Because that South Philly is black. It's black girls in South Philly. Got it? Hold on.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I could say this without sounding, like, fucked up, but a lot of the people where I'm from aren't traditionally attractive people.
Amber's comment did not sit well with people on social media who blasted the mother of one for making such an ignorant remark. One person wrote, I'm confused. Amber Rose can't really think what she said was okay. I'm disappointed. Beauty is non-traditional, Amber. Someone else wrote, Amber Rose wants men to stop being slut-shaming.
Okay, but enough is they just basically reading tweets. But how long have I been telling you about Amber Rose? How long have I been telling y'all about her? I've been telling y'all about Amber Rose's fuckery for the longest. I've been telling y'all about this woman for years. I'm not just beating up on her. Understand, I've been warning y'all, this Amber Rose has disdain for black women. Amber Rose has utter disdain. I've been telling y'all that, and I don't know, black people prop this broad up. You dig? She has disdain for black society. Black society is a come up for Amber Rose. This girl wants to be white so bad, which she's not. They say she's Cape Verdean, just another light-skinned Negro who has always had disdain for black society. This is why she goes out of her way to distance herself from being labeled as black, but she capitalizes off black society. Black society is supposed to be her come up. Kanye was her come up. Wiz Khalifa was her come up. 21 Savage is her come up. She uses niggas as the come up, and then black society props her up. Negroes are her come up. You dig? Understand. I've been playing this clip for years right here.
I do not consider myself a black woman. Absolutely not. I do not consider myself a black woman. Absolutely not. I do not consider myself a black woman. Absolutely not.
She does not consider herself a black woman. Absolutely not. That's all you need to know about Amber Rose right there. Now, she's African. Just a light-skinned African. Her mama's Cape Verdean, and her mama's damn near my color. She holds on to, I'm Irish, I'm this, I'm that. But when it comes to black, I am not a black woman. And I can tell by the way she said that, I knew what that shit was about. And I remember interviews where she was talking about how her family was hating her family of other light-skinned niggas. That's all they are, just light-skinned niggas. They were hating on Wiz Khalifa, her getting married to Wiz Khalifa. You dig? Her drug addict fucking family. She got a family full of drug addicts. Her own words. This is her words. She has a family full of fucking drug heads, but they're hating on a successful black man that she married, and they're a bunch of fucking wannabe white nigga junkies. She has a family full of wannabe white nigga junkies mad at Wiz Khalifa. Because they think that they're somehow special, even though they're drugged out nigga junkies. You got to understand when certain people have disdain for black society and their team white supremacy. That's why, and I've always criticized Amber Rose for popping her pussy wide open around black folks and then getting around the white women. Oh my God, I feel slut shamed. Oh, the black people slut shame me. Kanye slut shame me. Wiz Khalifa made me feel bad. She gets around white people crying the blues, but get around us popping her damn pussy. So I peeped her whole bullshit a long time ago. Y'all should have been peeped at. We got to stop fucking around with these folks, man. But I digress. But like I said, man, we got to understand we're in a time full of white supremacy chic. And understand this. Understand the minions of white supremacy, not only the coons, but the honorary Aryans, which are certain Asian groups. We got to understand their team white supremacy too. Even back in the Nazi days, Hitler said that certain Asian groups are honorary Aryans, meaning they're not quite Aryan, but we can use them to our advantage in desperate times. Understand, they said that the certain Asian groups are honorary Aryans. This is why you have a lot of these, and I pointed this out many times, you have these white supremacist groups and these alt-right dudes, damn near all of them got Asian significant others. Richard Spencer, all of these dudes, they have Asian significant others. There's a reason why. Again, I broke this down. I got to do a whole show on this, how these white supremacists are going for Asian women now because they're trying to whiten up these children. Too many of these white women want to get too many benefits out of bowing down for white supremacy, so they're trying to get Asian women on board because the white supremacist female, she's a little bit too unpredictable. They don't know if she's getting a hankering for some black dick. They don't know. So those Asian women, they can kind of keep them in line. And understand this. Do this. I want y'all to type this in. Go to Google and type in Nazi chic. Just type that in. Nazi chic. Nazi one word, chic, C-H-I-C. And let me know what you see. When you type in Nazi chic and look at the images, you'll see it's a bunch of Asian people wearing Nazi memorabilia. It's a bunch of Asian people dressing in Nazi uniforms. That's kind of a trend in certain parts of China, Indonesia, certain parts of Asia, where it's a trend to dress like a Nazi. For Asians to dress like Nazis and wear Nazi memorabilia. It's Nazi chic. It's a big phenomenon in certain parts of Asia. So that gives you an idea of our so-called minority brothers. See, get off that minority brother shit. We sitting up here thinking that we have some kind of camaraderie with people who are supposed to be a damn minority. And you watch that when people say, well, there's a lot of minorities over there. We've hired minorities. Wait, did you hire some Nazi chic minorities? Because that ain't saying shit. If you're hiring some honorary Aryans. If you're hiring honorary Aryans and acting like you're doing something for so-called minorities and both of y'all are shitting on black folks, you ain't doing nothing. You still practicing white supremacy. Oh yeah, people in the chat room are bugging out over Nazi chic. Family, the shit is deeper than what y'all can imagine. Family, listen, I study white supremacy. I study white supremacy. And when you keep your eye on white supremacy, sometimes you ain't even surprised no more. The rabbit hole goes deep, man. That's why, there's a reason why my pages are getting taken down. This is why I get attacked by these white supremacist groups. This is why my page is monitored by white supremacists nonstop. Because I study these fuckers. And I call them out and I call their codes out. You dig? Yeah, somebody in the chat room said Hitler admired his Japanese allies. Yes, he did. But this is why we got to focus on white supremacy. When I have people calling my show talking about, hey, man, let's not call it white supremacy. Let's call it something else. Hell no. That's the problem with black folks. See, we want to start talking about shit that makes us feel better. No. Call this shit what it is. This is white supremacy. I'm not in this shit to feel. I know it feels fucked up, but changing the name ain't gonna make it no better. We got to get off that and deal with the shit where we are. We're in a system of white supremacy. Shout out to Ola. Ola's in the chat room. But yeah, y'all not shutting me up until y'all put me in the fucking grave, and the information is still gonna be out there. You dig? Because I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to suffer in silence. That's what they want from us. They want black folks to just sit up and suffer in silence and don't say anything about racial mistreatment. And Negroes and bedwinches out here thinking that they can lay up with white mommy and white daddy and everything is going to be safe. Y'all know I keep telling y'all about cases where these bedwinches end up getting killed by their white supremacist significant others. They dating these white people and these white supremacists, and they ended up dead. In several cases, this has happened. This has happened in several cases with bedwinches. There's one bedwinch I saw. She was all on Instagram on that what about black on black crime shit, and she went to a party and ended up dead in a pool. She went to a party with all her white friends and dead in a goddamn pool. There were several other cases of these bedwinches dating these white dudes, and they ended up dead, and the white dudes don't get charged. See, we think if we lay up with the damn white supremacists, that's going to somehow change something. That ain't going to change nothing. And that goes for dudes, too, because dudes up here laying up with these white supremacist females. There's a brother, I think in Rhode Island somewhere, one of his relatives emailed me his story. His name is Valdez. Hold on. It's her. Shout out to Foxy Cleo. She's one of my followers on Instagram. And y'all should follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Tariq Elite on Instagram. But Foxy Cleo, her cousin, his name is Valdez. And this happened in Rhode Island. His name is Valdez Loisau. L-O-I-S-E-A-U. And he was found shot, killed, and burned in Rhode Island. He was 24 years old. From what I understand in the story, he was dating this 35-year-old white chick, white Latina chick or whatever the fuck she is, but she's white because I saw her mugshot. And the lady has a teenage son. The woman he was dating, she had a son who was in his teens. I think he was under 18, under 17, because they're not releasing his name. So they were like white Hispanic. And they ended up killing this brother. The son, the teenage son, killed this brother. And the mom, the white mom that the dude was dating, she helped cover up the crime. So that's why they charged her. And I knew something was up because I saw that they charged her and her bail was like $10,000. I'm like, okay, this chick must have been white. Then I did some research and I said, okay. Whenever a black person gets killed and the bail is like $10,000, I'm like, okay, a white person must have got him killed. Y'all keep dating these fucking people and not vetting them. Understand, just because somebody's having sex with you, that don't stop them from being a damn white supremacist family. Black folks get confused about sex. Black people get very confused about sex. Sex confuses black people. See, you got to have that mackish mentality when it comes to sex. You got to have the pimp game mentality when it comes to sex. Turn off all the emotions and confusion when it comes to sex and understand how a sex act can just be a sex act and you still get up out that bed and you keep it pimping. You still a boss about your shit. You got to have that mentality because, see, black folks, you lay up with folks and black folks fall in love, especially with white people. Black people get in bed with white folks and fall in love and you think you're somehow different. You think you special. You think you ain't like the others. You think you're safe. Black people laying up with white people makes black people think they're safe. This black pussy or that white pussy or white dick is going to somehow protect you from white supremacy. And nothing can be further from the truth. Many black people think that the white vagina and the white penis is going to somehow protect them from white supremacy. Shout out to Ola, the woman who died at that pool party. Her name was Darian Towns, and she was all on her Instagram, hugged up with the white dude. I mean, just every other picture, her hugged up with him. But black people, understand, just because a white supremacist have sex with you, that don't stop them from being a white supremacist. A white supremacist, they'll have sex with anybody or anything. They have sex with children. The white supremacists, they have sex with animals. And get up out that bed and practice white supremacy when they have sex with children and animals. Do yourself a favor, and I hate to give y'all this link, because I study all this shit. Type in, this is a warning, some of this shit you can't unsee, okay? But if you got the stomach to see it, type in bestiality.tv. If you want to see what the white supremacists are really about, if you want to know what you're dealing with, because a lot of black folks don't really understand what they're dealing with, because you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But if you have the stomach, and I say, you got to have the stomach for this shit. Go to bestiality.tv if you want to see what the white supremacists do behind closed doors. Warning, if you don't have the stomach for sick bullshit, don't go to that link. Just don't go. Just imagine what you're going to see. But again, I'm telling you now, you go there, you're not going to be able to unsee the shit that these white supremacists are doing. And I say that they're white supremacists because the fact that they can do shit like this to animals, that's white supremacist shit. Somebody said they're not. Okay, fair enough. I can only be on there for, I saw this shit for about 5 seconds and I was good. That's it. I can only take 5 seconds of that site. I can only take 5 seconds of it. Trust me, because I hate grossed out. Somebody said, nah, I trust you. Yeah, that's a no for me. I feel you. Oh, it's just worse than two girls in a cup. Oh, it's worse than that. But if you want to see what the white supremacists are doing behind closed doors, you're one of those animals. They fuck animals, nigga. And you're just another animal that they're fucking, black folks. No, bestiality.tv is not down. It's up. Bestiality.tv. It's up. Or Google it. Just Google bestiality TV. You'll see it. Or you can you can't unsee it, though. I'm telling you. You can't unsee it. Carmen Bella, you're the product of what? It's some sick shit, dude. It's some sick shit. That's what you're dealing with right there, family. That's what you're dealing with. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. I'm going to use a couple of my YouTube pages just to promote the new site that I got coming. I'm going to keep a couple of YouTube pages up just to promote the new site. So what I'll do, I'll post like real quick videos that will direct people to the main website, because I'm not going to put a lot of my main content on YouTube anymore. I'm just going to stop doing that because I'm not going to be censored like that. So it's just time to build my own page and get that brand popping. You dig? Anyway, y'all, I will holler at you guys this Sunday on Ustream. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a real show today. Boy, I've been on here an hour and 30 fucking minutes, man. I've been chopping up game heavy with y'all today, man. It's been an hour and 30 minutes. My God. All right, y'all. I'm up out of here.